So good morning, everyone. So I'm Yanni Even here from the Intelligent Robotic Communication Laboratory in Japan, and I will present this work. So first, this is just for the introduction. So we are interested in a separation problem, like a cocktail party problem, where several speakers are talking and there is a microphone array. So we will consider blind signal separation in the frequency domain. And we are interested in the permutation problem, and especially on the approach based on the direction of arrival, so from which direction the signal are coming. And we focus on the special aliasing. So what we will do, we will show some model using the special aliasing that we can maybe have some sparse solution and how to relate this to the permutation resolution problem. So this is the outline of the talk. So first I would talk about the frequency domain blind signal separation, then the permutation problem, and after that I will go to talk about the method based on DOA estimation. And the proposed approach, so the special aliasing equation, finding a solution, and how to relate it to the permutation resolution. So first, frequency domain mixture. So this is very, very fast, actually. So we have the people talking in front of the microphone array. In the time domain, it's a convolutive mixture. If we go in the frequency domain, we have several set of instantaneous mixture. So here it was a filter. Here we have matrices. So we have a matrices that give us mixed signal in each of the frequency bins. So blind signal separation in one frequency bin is just finding actually a matrix that will separate, so recover the signal, so green and red here from the blue. One of the problem is that actually when we do this using statistical independence, like independent component analysis, we have the permutation problem, meaning that we don't know the mixture, so we don't know the order of the signal when we recover them. The problem is that in a frequency domain approach, when we do all the processing, so we are in the frequency domain, we separate the mixture in each of the frequency band, and after that we have to go back to the time domain. So the problem is that usually we take the first signal in the first bin, the first signal in the second bin, and here we see the problem. If the order is different, we still have mixed signal. So meaning that permutation resolution is just actually finding in each of the frequency bin a matrix that will permute the signal so that we exactly have always the right component to go back to the time domain. So there are many review papers, so this is one of them, that present many things about the convolutive source separation and also many things about the permutation problem. So several methods, so some methods are based rather on checking the signals that are separated, and some other on the filters, so that it can be initialization of the filter, some smooth spectrum, using the directivity pattern, or directly the direction of arrival. So here we are rather interested in this part. I will also say that there is also some work that was considering special aliasing. So early work here, for example, some other work based especially on the direction of arrival, and this work, recent work. So here I give some detail on those methods, the one based on direction of estimation. So it's especially related to this work here. So for example, we have a circular microphone array. So the microphone are P, P2, P3, and I define some vectors actually for the position of the microphone. And here in the far field assumption, we have a source that is coming from far. And we have a vector called here absolute DOA that is actually showing the direction from where it is coming. We can have actually a direct pass model of the mixture, meaning that each of the column of the mixing matrix is actually the steering vector corresponding to the direction from which the source is coming, like here. So we see so this is a microphone vector, those, and this is actually the steering vector. So this column is only Q1, this one, so several columns, they are all depending on different steering vector. When we do the separation, actually, we recover a matrix that when we inverse it, we have an estimate. We can have an estimate of this. And the problem of permutation is actually that if those are steering columns, there will be steering columns which are permuted, meaning that here, for example, this vector is not the first one. It can be one in the middle. So here is how the permutation appear on the column of the separated matrix. So actually, knowing this, we can. So this is a paper from Sawada, Araki, Mukai, and Makino-san. It's we can do the ratio of the element in the column to get actually this value. So we see that this we should know because this is the microphone. We know the position, and this is the absolute DOA. Actually, if we are in a region where the argument function is bijective, so meaning that this is, for example, in minus pi, pi, then we can recover Q from the ratio of the column. So the constraint that it put on the sensor is also that actually here, so this is mainly the distance between some sensors, and this is the absolute DOA, and this is more or less an angle between, so for the absolute DOA is like this, and the angle between this vector and this one. And depending on this angle for different frequency, for example, for low frequency, 2 kilohertz, so this F, actually, we will have aliasing when we are over, when we have a spacing between the microphone that is over the blue curve, and it's dependent of the angle between those two. So if we have a linear array, it's very easy, but for arbitrary array, for example, circular or even different form, it's not so easy to know which pair will have some aliasing because we don't know usually Q. So meaning, and if the frequency augment, we see that the sensor has to be really closer. Same for some fixed sensor distance, so for a fixed microphone, some distance between the sensor, we can actually, we have also a limit. So up to the blue curve for 20 centimeter, we will have aliasing, so for frequency over some value and depending on the angle. So the thing here is that when we have a linear array and we consider just the smaller pair, these are constant. For example, we may have an array with 2 centimeters always, but for an arbitrary array, maybe we may have using this pair, we can use this other pair, this one, they have very different distance. So if there is no aliasing, a good solution that was proposed is actually to stack all the value for the column and to stack all the position array to make a matrix. And we get this kind of equations where the direction of arrival we want to find should be the solution. And we can have a least square solution. So this is still the work of Sawada and other authors. So why do we do that? Is that we estimate with blind signal separation some matrices. From there, we can get some direction of arrival. And if we see for the different frequencies the direction of arrival, so this is the permutation, we see that in this is, for example, the first component, it's coming from sometime, so the blue is the first component, it's maybe coming from this direction or this direction sometimes. So actually, if we are able to see those direction and permute according to that, we will solve the permutation problem. So here, in this paper, we are interested in the case where there is spatial aliasing, meaning that this relation for some frequency or for some sensor pair is not longer verified. So meaning that actually we can introduce here some values. So these are integer, actually. Those integer, so that we have this relation that this is not true, but this one is true. We put some delta value here so that this one is true. So to show it, for example, for a frequency of 2000 hertz and one circular array, this is actually, so more or less the distance between the microphone and the angle between the vector between the two microphones and the absolute DOA. So in red, we have this here. Okay, so we see that it's over P and minus P and under minus P. So these are the value, integer value, so multiplied by 2 pi, that we have to add, so the green curve. And this is actually the difference of the two that is always in the boundary. So this actually, this one plus this one gives this one. So we can also add this to the ratio of the column, meaning that we have the term as before, but it also appears this difference, this integer here. So if we stack in the same way those results, we also get an equation that should be verified by the unknown direction of arrival, but also we have those integer values that appear in the second part here. And here, those values are also unknown. So actually, if there is nothing like this, this would be the simple method with no special aliasing. So here is just to show that we can transform this equation where there is Q and delta that appear, we can transform it actually to appear to an equation that is only verified by this delta. So here I change a bit the notation. So the first part here, I rename it DGF. It depends actually of these values, which we can see depend on the estimated things from the matrix. So it depends of the colon, so G, and of the frequency. This part, C, here, is just depending of the sensor geometry. And this I rename X, this one. You will see later why. So we have these equations. So the thing is that we would like to solve the equation and to find actually our delta. The thing is that this equation, depending, we have actually the C matrix is not full rank, so that is an infinite number of solution. We can, for example, get the solution with the minimal norm like this, but we are ourselves interested in an integral solution to the equation, which is different from this one usually. So I was talking about sparsity also in the introduction, because actually we can know that this delta G have null entries for the rows that correspond to microphone pair without aliasing for the given frequency. So it means that if we have a good initial guess, for example, if I can have an initial guess like this, the difference between this initial guess and the value I'm searching should be sparser. So here, for example, an example, let's say that I'm interested in the frequency 2100 Hertz, and I use 2000 Hertz 1 for guess. So these are actually here the delta in green. So, and they're quite similar. So if we look at the difference is nearly always zero, except for some values. So it's sparser actually than the one before. So why am I interested in this? It's actually because we want actually to, like in many algorithms that solve the permutation, we start from the lower frequency where there is less permutation, and we go to higher frequency to solve them. So here it's the same way. We use the previous frequency bin as guess, meaning that for the bin J, for the bin F at the column J, we use the result we got for the previous bin, and we start from the lower frequency. For each case, we will solve our equation, so with the initial guess here, and this is actually a real solution, so the real solution with minimal norm. Then we take actually the rounding of this solution to have an integer. And the goal is actually we would like to have this x close to the integer so that our rounding gives this x. So this is why actually we were trying to have this initial guess that is close, quite sparse. So this is a first approach. I guess there is better solution to find a sparse solution to this equation, but I didn't see it easily. So when we have a solution, actually, we can define the residual, which is actually how good the equation was solved. So this is just actually the difference between the solution of the equation and, what is the error after for our estimate. So how do I realize this to permutation resolution? It's simply that when we are moving from the frequency being F minus 1 to the frequency being F, if there is a permutation, say, of the column K and J, so in the bin F, we use this equation, so meaning that we want to solve this equation to find X here, that is solution of this equation. We see that we are in the row K, so, the column K, actually. And so we have here the K index, but because of the permutation here, we will be using the guess from that correspond to another column, J. So if the two solutions for the column J and K are quite different, we will not find a closed integral solution, meaning that the residual, so the error on the equation, will be large. So how large? This will depend also of how much noise there is in our estimate, meaning if our BSS did the work well or not. So we can, a first way would be to compare this residual to a threshold to decide if there was a permutation or not, but this is not so easy because of the noise, finding the threshold is not easy. Another solution is we did this for the row K, we can do it for the row J, so we will have another residual with index k and compare the two to decide if there was a permutation or not. This will be a bit similar to other methods that compare the direction of arrival. The problem is that sometime, when, especially when the absolute direction of arrival for the column are quite close, those two values may be close, meaning that actually even the residual will be small, so we will not detect the permutation just by the residual. In such case, we have actually to compute here the absolute DOA. We will have to compute the absolute DOA and try to use this absolute DOA with the one from the previous frequency to solve this problem. So in this case, the method got a bit closer to other approach. So when we consider first, so this is a kind of post-processing to solve this problem, we first consider all the frequency bins where for all the row we have small residual, meaning that we did that for all the frequency bin, and we consider all the one for which we had directly small residuals. For this, we estimate some absolute DOAs. We average these absolute DOAs along the frequency, and for all the others, then we will compare the estimated DOA to this average value and do the clustering according to this. So this is very similar actually to the other approach, where you find some direction of arrival and you cluster on this. So here I haven't found until now only some simulation results, so on simulated data, where we consider a 16 microphone array, so a circular microphone, so the drawing that was before. It has a diameter of 31 centimeters, so we consider 16 kilohertz sampling frequency and 512 FFT point. So this is how I modeled actually the estimated column. So we have here, so this would be the permuted or not absolute DOA, so like this, and I put some error, so on the angle, that is that are uniform in gamma, they are uniform on the interval minus gamma, so meaning that there is some error on the direction of arrival, and there is also some additive noise for showing the error of estimation of these quantities. And for some of the frequency, there is a random permutation of the column, and a percentage d of these frequency bins are permuted. So how I will measure the performance is first the percentage of frequency bin with adequate permutation after the processing, and also the error on the absolute DOA estimation. So there is two experiments actually. In the first one, we try to see the influence of the different parameters. So the additive noise, the error and the angle, and the ratio of permuted column. And the second experiment, and this is done for some fixed absolute DOA, and we average the result on a certain number of independent runs. In the second experiment, we want to actually, okay, so this is Q2 actually. We want to see the difference between the angle between the absolute DOA, how its influence on the result, because this is critical, especially because this is what creates this kind of problem. So this is the result of the first experiment. So first, one case, we just compare the residual, so meaning that there is no post-processing. We just compare the residual. We don't compute any, here in this case, we don't compute any direction of arrival to resolve the permutation. In the second case, we actually do the post-processing that was proposed, that we'd make a second pass to get the direction of arrival to permute the bins that maybe had error. So the first column here, we see actually that this is the influence of the additive noise. Okay. And on the permutation ratio and on the error on the DOA. So we see that actually there is an improvement when we do the post-processing for the number of permutations that are resolved, and until it's quite constant until a certain amount of, it's quite robust here to the additive noise. In the second experiment, we will see the influence of the error on the angle of the DOA. So now, how there is dispersion of the DOA. So this would be the case in a room where there is more more or less reverberation. So we see that for this one, same, until an error of around 15 degree, there is not so much decrease, but after that we see a sharp decrease, meaning that it's quite sensitive. So this may be a problem for high reverberant room. In the third column, we see actually the different amount of permuted column before processing, so how it influences the result. So we see that with the post-processing, it's quite linear, whereas it decreases faster really with no post-processing, that meaning that the more column we have permuted, the less good we are at solving the error, whereas here it's quite linear. So, and same, so the error and the angle increase very fast without the post-processing. So the second experiment is actually we have the difference of, so this is the angle between the two steering vector corresponding to the column, and we see how this influences the method. So the first thing is that in this case, the two curves are very different, meaning that without the, if we just use the residual, so we don't try to get the absolute DOA himself, we need actually to have absolute DOAs that are well separated to reach acceptable results. So meaning like there should be at least 30, 40 degrees between them. Whereas with the post-processing, this is not a problem. Until 15 degrees here, it was still working okay. So to conclude, I would say that we consider this problem and the case of special aliasing. We introduce a kind of model for the special aliasing to solve the permutation. So one thing that has to be done is actually now my solution to the equation, so to find my sparse solution, it's a, how to say, it's a very easy approach. There may be something better to do, and of course to apply this to real data and compare it with the other methods. Okay.
We have time for only one quick question. Okay, thank you.